This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. And the first thing I want to say is, can you believe we have a new president?
I know. It seems like it just feels totally different.
It feels different. It's going to be different. And I'm as excited as anybody in the world.
Yes.
Did you watch all the festivities?
I saw some of it because I was here, so I was working. But yeah, the TV was on, and I kind of came in and out. But you know, anytime, regardless of who is in office, this is really one of the pomp and circumstance things that we do in our country. That is really, it's very ceremonial and it's really moving. It's a great experience to watch.
It is, and I think all the school children should have been had a television today where they could see it.
Yeah.
I saw that some schools were going to black it out and not let kids watch. That's crazy.
Really?
This is a part of our history. It's our legacy. It's an important day in America.
Yeah.
So everybody yesterday that was involved, you know, just watching them drive down Pennsylvania Avenue affected me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then seeing the millions of people, ordinary Americans, who came to Washington to see this.
It is history.
It is, and they've been left out.
Yeah.
So, and when you think about all these years, the different things that's happened, I was reading about it, they said it, and one inauguration, the vice president was drunk years ago.
I never heard that.
And they said the reason that Washington didn't say much. He had wooden teeth, and he couldn't really open his mouth to talk.
Yeah.
Because of his wooden teeth. Now, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that would be uncomfortable, I would think.
It was uncomfortable. They talked about Andrew Jackson, his speech. You know, there's just a lot. America has done the most dynamic things of any country in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the greatest freedom that we have is to go and vote.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I think it's just wonderful. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. but it was wonderful. It is a wonderful time. I'm thankful for it. And I think every American, I think we've got a great chance to do some great things.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully some great things are ahead of us. And hopefully this will be a great year to make some money.
Let's talk about that. I'm ready to make some money. You know, out here in the Permian Basin, you know, everything's been down for over a year now.
Yeah.
But things are moving, and they're moving fast. Exxon, as you know, spent $10 billion last week.
Uh-huh.
They bought all the Bass holdings, and then they bought Clayton Williams, his oil and gas properties, for $4.7 billion.
Wow.
Now, Clayton Williams would have never believed, I don't think, in his wildest dreams that he could have sold that for that amount of money.
That's amazing.
I was so shocked. And Exxon says, that's just the beginning, folks.
Wow.
We're going to come in strong. Well, that's pretty strong, $10 billion in 1 week.
Yeah, I would say that's they're already off to a good start.
They're off to a good start. So a lot of the oil companies, you know, they're ready now because of this huge, huge field that we all know is there. They're going to start back. I know I'm hearing about a lot of companies they're hiring, what they're hiring for. You know, just to haul sand.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big deal. Some of them are needing 100 drivers just to haul sand.
Yeah, and it's just getting started. From here, there's going to be a whole lot more.
There really is. And, you know, a lot of the people from other states have left, so there'll be plenty of jobs for anybody that has been left out.
Yeah.
Or that had to change jobs. Now they'll be able to get better jobs and they're going to get more pay again and not those less hours that a lot of people were working.
Yeah.
And then my clients, let's talk about them. You know, we've had these two big policies come due. You know, we've got a lot of money to invest for clients. We are investing as quick as we can. You know, we bought about $3.5 million this week of policies. That's not going to go far. We'll have that invested in 2 weeks. But we are still, you know, we're behind the eight ball because of that company that did the same thing last year. People may not remember it, but Magna did the same thing. They came in, and as you know, they outbid us on everything for 30 days.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're only paying, this is what really chaps me, they're paying 8% to their investors.
Are you serious?
No, they're paying 8%. Guaranteed, 8%. And my gosh, that's why we can't buy anything, because, you know, they're bidding things that we can't even imagine. And we cannot outbid a company that's telling their people, we're not going to give you but 8%. So it really is something else. But we're getting the small policies, because they're not going after the $1 million, $500,000, $250,000. They're going after the $10 and $20 million that we would really like to have right now.
Yeah.
But they did this last year. You know, they're a hedge fund. They're using all borrowed money. And if you remember last year, they spent $150 million.
Now, they front-load the year, right? They purchase most everything at the front, and then it kind of slacks off.
It'll slack off in February, and we'll be able to buy anything we want.
Okay.
And I know everybody's anxious. You know, their money is sitting there. But, you know, if they'll just be patient, they're going to get the best policies in the world.
Yeah.
We always come through for them. We always get them good policies, which we will do. So it's the start of a new year. I'm enthusiastic about what the year holds because, as I said, the economy out here is changing a lot. So that means everybody will have more money. They'll have more money in their 401ks, and they're going to have more salary.
So you actually bought $3.5 million worth of policies this past week, right? Those are not what you've got bids on.
No, this is what we bought. We were actually able to get $3.5 million, but we need a lot more than that. So we are bidding on every, and we had to turn some down. Some of them weren't very good, but we have bid on a lot of policies. We've got probably 25-30 policies out that you know, are still in play. A lot of the ones we bid on earlier, we did not get those because Magna did get those. Because they've got such a huge portfolio, there's not anything they can't do. But that's okay. We got $3.5 million, so we're on the march. We're on the move.
Yeah, and Magna will be out of the picture here soon.
Yes, probably another 2 weeks. They'll fold their tent and say, "Well, we've spent that $150 million again, and you know, we don't need any more."
Perfect.
So anyway, that's where it is. We have so many policies, as I said, that we're looking at. And one of the policies that we did get this week was a 10-month. Can you imagine?
A 10-month?
We got a 10-month. And we've still got several people that are supposed to sign with us, but we've got two or three of them in the hospital. So if they're in the hospital, you know, it's kind of dicey. You don't know if the family's going to go ahead with it or not.
Yeah. Yeah,
because we don't know how sick they really are.
They could back out and not actually sell the policy.
That's exactly right. We've had it happen before. You know, they figure if they're in the hospital that they may not make it. And they figure, my gosh, you know, if we can just hold on for 6 or 8 months, we'll get all that money.
Yeah.
And they may pull through, and then they're going to be sorry and say, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about that one from last year. That the lady backed out, and now she's come back, and we've turned her down. Somebody else is going to have to buy that policy. It's $1 million, but she didn't think our bid was good enough. And it must have been good enough because no one bought her policy.
And so now
not
she's trying
one
to,
person.
She wants to take advantage at the price that you bid on last year. this year.
No, no, she wants more. Now she said, oh, it's worth more. And I said, good luck.
Oh, she wants more.
Yes. Sometimes people don't get it. If they mess with you the first time, they come back and they're going to try to do it again.
Wow. I don't know if I'd have done that if I was her.
I know I would have. I'd have said, you know, I'll discount it some more if you'll just kindly buy it, because she is real sick. And it's just too bad. But anyway, we've got a lot of good things we're bidding on. We're probably going to get a lot of those. We're going to get everybody filled up very, very soon. And we'll probably have some more maturities, you know. As you know, we seem to have maturities just every couple of months. And then we have two or three at a time, as you know. But, you know, our people are still making about the same as they were. We've had to discount a little bit, maybe 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not very much money when you're making the kind of money our people make.
Exactly.
You know, if you can still make, you know, 20-22%, you're making good money.
That's incredible. You're not going to get that in the stock market.
No, you won't. And as you know, the stock market has went down, you know, 7% lately.
Uh-huh.
7%. Everybody thought it was on its way. It was going to close at 20, but it didn't, did it?
Yeah.
And every time it gets up to that 19-something, it goes back down.
Yep. It just can't seem to break that threshold.
No, it can't break through. And as you know, the stock market is never open when we have inaugural day, is it?
No.
And I think that's a good thing that we do not have a stock market open yesterday, really, because it was too important for people to be buying and selling stocks at a time like this. So anyway, our people, I think, are in good shape. They're making money. They're not losing money on any of these policies we've got. They're doing rather well, and we've got a lot of people that have made, you know, a lot of money in the last 2 years.
Now let me
ask
you.
I talked to one client. He said he's made $270,000 in 2 years.
Almost $300,000 in 2 years.
That's right, and that's not bad.
About how many policies was he in?
He's in a lot. I can't even tell you how many. He is in a lot. And I don't know how many policies. I'd have to look up his count to see how many he's come due, but there's been a lot of them come due. And then I told you about David, the accountant in our office. You know, he put $100,000 in a policy that was in Lombardi. He's in that Lombardi policy.
Oh, that's the huge
one.
It
has, oh, yeah. And it has come due, and he made $25,000 in 6 months.
My goodness.
So that's not bad. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's a good turnaround.
You know? It is. And so I would encourage people to quit procrastinating. People do procrastinate a lot. I would say quit procrastinating. Come in and see me. Talk to me. See if this fits. What you want to do, what you want to accomplish. If your money's in a CD, we know you're not going to ever make any money. You know, we've been at 1% now for a year. And before that, we were at 16 cents, you know? So they're not going to make any money doing that, I can assure you.
Now,
so
these policies that you were just talking about, the one where he made $25,000 in 6 months,
yes.
That's not typical. I mean, it happens.
No, it's not typical. I know it's happened before, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
We would have to go back and see the last time this year that someone made money in 6 months. And they have. We've had it happen in 3.
Yeah.
But it's not typical. Usually, you know, it's 15, 18 months. But we've had a lot of these 24 months that turned out to be 12 months. You know, they were not as long as we thought they were.
That's just incredible. I mean, that's the same amount of money in half the amount of time.
That's exactly right. And if you can have a few of those, it's going to really help you obtaining your goals.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's going to be some that'll go over. That'll lengthen things. Then you're going to have some that are right on time. And then when you have these that come in early, it really helps.
Yeah, it's a nice balance.
It balances out very nice. And, of course, as you know, this is under security laws. We have all kinds of things we have to do. We have a lot of things we cannot do, we're not going to do. And if you are coming over and you need to have $200,000 in income just for the husband or the wife, whoever it is, and then alternately you need to be worth $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either be $200,000 income or you can be worth $1 million. and that does not include your house. So people need to always know that. And, of course, we do a lot of individual policies. And, you know, you can do an individual policy, own it all yourself, or you can do, you know, one with a lot of other people in it.
So, like if, okay, so it's $200,000 for the main investor. It, say yes, it's a husband-wife combo and they want to do this together.
Yes. Well, okay, so it's not an IRA. Let's say it's just money out of the bank.
Yeah.
So if it's the two of them together, they need $300,000 income, the two of them together, or, as I said, $1 million net worth.
Okay.
And that can be oil and gas. Right now, if they had a lot of leases leased out, but they weren't drilling, it wouldn't have been worth as much. But starting this week, it's going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that would increase their net worth. If they have a farm or a ranch, I've got a lot of people who've got some rent houses. Those rent houses, you know, are valuable as long as, you know, they are rent house and not your main house. And if you've got a ranch, a farm, you know, tractors, equipment, as long as it's not 100 years old, it's you know, valuable. A lot of people don't know that they if you've got things like this, you do count those on your net worth. And if you have an old 401k and a new 401k, you can count them both. I have people, a lot of times they forget to count their 401, and it's worth $400,000 or $500,000.
And it's just been sitting there, and they don't...
Yeah, it's been there a long time, and they forget. And then I've had a lot of people that have two 401ks going way back, 20 years, they never did move it.
Really?
Yes. And it's time now, you know, to get those old 401ks moved and make some money with them.
Yeah, really. Because otherwise it's just sitting there.
That's right. And if it's sitting there, just like the money in the bank, it's not going to make you any money. It's not worth anything, you know? So when people come to us, you know, we talk to them about all these things. We ask them a lot of questions and try to really help them, you know, get things on a better path. Because if they're in the stock market, they're up, they're down, they're, you know, crossways.
Right.
And it makes a big difference. Now then, here's another way. If a person is not accredited and they still want to do business with us, they may have a father or a brother that is. And they can do a joint venture with them, you know. They can do a corporate deal with them and, you know, and put that other asset in with them if they need it.
Okay. All right, that's always an option. And we don't explore that very often, really.
No, but we've got several people that went in with their children. You know, they're very wealthy, and so they took their children by the hand, so to speak, and said, look, I will do a joint venture with you. And they have the net worth, they have the income to cover it, and then they're bringing their children in and putting $100,000 for each one of them in there.
That's great. That's great, yeah. Especially when you take young people and get them interested in these types of things, and then start, you know, planning all this financial growth at an early age.
They need it at an early age, let me tell you, because you know kids' incomes go up, they go down, and they're not going to be rich, you know, to start with. So this will give them something to look forward to 25 years down the road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you know, it's really important. And all these people that have got money with us right now that are waiting on us, they are again going to make, you know, a lot of money when we turn this money over and get the new contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've got $3.5 million this week that we will be putting in policies right away for them.
And then several more bids that you've got out that you're still waiting on.
Yes, we've got probably 25 bids out.
Wow.
And we don't know how many of those we'll get, but the smaller ones we're going to get because Magna's not going to want those. They want the huge ones that they're outbidding everybody on to get.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do this once a year, and it happened last year, same old deal. And we had to wait till they got through bidding, you know, to get the big policies.
Yeah, and they'll be out of the way in a couple of weeks.
They'll be out in a couple of weeks, have everything spent, the $150 million or $100 million. And then they'll they won't buy anything for months.
Good.
That's what I'm saying. Good. You know, that's why it worked last year.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing is, if a person is sick, if they've got cancer, you know, we would love to buy their life insurance policy. And we do this through our licensed providers. You know, we use a licensed provider for everything. You know, we know the rules. We abide by the rules. And there's people who do not abide by the rules. But, you know, they're already out of business.
Exactly. And they justify it because, well, it's just business. But it's not really, it's not honest business. And that's, you're all about honest business.
That's exactly right. We want to do it right. We want to stay in business. That's why we employ SEC attorneys, to keep us straight, to keep us on the right path, to keep us from making a mistake. And, you know, they're the ones with the knowledge of SEC rules. So you have to rely on them. Can't rely on yourself.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number once again.
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find case studies, data from past investments. You can find testimonials and see what people, what their experience has been like throughout this process, that as they've gone through it over the last couple of years. So, Faye, let me ask you this. I know you have these policies that you bid on, and we talk about them all the time. Not that it really is a factor, but geographically, where are these policies from? Are they from West Texas, or are you bidding on policies all across the country?
All across the country.
Okay.
Lots of times they are from West Texas, but we've had several lately from Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes a lot of the retirees in their 50s or 60s, you know, go out to Phoenix because of the climate.
Yeah.
Now, I know a little bit about the climate. Remember, I was in Phoenix this summer.
Yeah, you went on
vacation.
And
it was 108, and it was so hot, they were giving water bottles out to everybody that walked by. You had to have a water bottle. It was so hot.
Wow.
So I find that the people go out there in the winter. They don't go in the summer.
Yeah.
And, of course, there I was in the summer.
Next time you won't do that, will you?
I will not do that again. But I love the way, the learning curve, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like on policies. When we started out, we made a lot of mistakes. But by golly, it didn't take us but one time to learn.
Yeah.
And we said, you know, we're not doing that again.
And you've been doing this for 16 years, right?
Yes. We've been in business 16 years. We weren't doing life settlements or viaticals back then. We were doing annuities. We still do annuities. And, you know, life insurance, other things. And annuities used to pay a lot more. They may come back and pay a lot more again. I don't know. But speaking of that, you know, I was trustee on one of my clients' accounts, and she passed away, her and her husband both. And I've been settling up their estate. And I would remind people, when if you have annuities or life insurance or whatever in your estate, make sure you made it outright, because lots of times if you have a trust, you know, you're going to make it payable to your trust, or it's already in the trust and you're going to make it payable to the children or whatever. Make sure it's right, because if there's any little error at all, if you've messed up at all, and you get ready to settle it, it can have complications. My client had sent a document to the life insurance company way back in 03, and we did her trust in 02. And she accidentally put the wrong date on it.
Uh-oh.
That has held up the proceeds from that one life insurance policy, because they said there must be two trusts. I said, there is not two trusts. Her original trust was signed on December the 2nd, 02. And we had trouble. I had to give them a certified, notarized statement of what the true date was. But it just delayed things, you know?
It's just that red tape that doesn't need to happen. Just make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's.
That's right. And go over everything. Make sure you didn't make any mistakes. And if you do, correct it now before you die, please.
Yeah.
Because it's harder on the representatives, like your children or whoever's trying to settle it. It just delays the money, delays getting the settlements done.
So this is really a good opportunity to go ahead and take a look at your own policies.
That's right. That's what they should do. If they have annuities, look and see what you and your husband put down. Who do you want to get that annuity? And it needs to be clear who gets it. If it says that you have a contingent beneficiary, make sure it's listed plain and simple. And if you have a trust and you want everything to go to the trust and then be distributed, don't individually say, oh, I want it to go to me, because then it's not in the trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whichever way you want it, make it plain. When you fill out those beneficiary pages, make sure they're legible where people can read them.
And if there's any discrepancy between documents, then that's really where things get messy.
That's where it gets messy, and you need it done in advance. Because the people that know about it might be dead 20 years from now when you die.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be able to support which way it is.
Mm.
Yeah. And that thing is, if you want them to know, tell them what they're going to get. If you don't want them to know, just don't tell them.
Yeah.
A lot of people do not want people to know how much they're getting or if they're even in the will.
Well, and I'm sure that's probably to reduce tensions and stress, things like that, ahead of time.
That's right. And then, of course, a lot of people think they're going to get something, and then they find out they didn't get it.
Yeah.
And if you've got a trust, the trust can settle everything. You're not even going to have to open up the will, because it's a pour-over will. And everything can be settled by the trustees of your trust. And that's the way it ought to be. But our people, I know, are smart, intelligent, and I'm sure they've got everything handled the right way.
Sure, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not something that people think about, you know, all the time is, you know, hey, maybe we should review our policies. Maybe we should go back and make sure that everything is okay, because sometimes things do change. Sometimes, you know, we were in a hurry and then, you know, put a wrong date on something. And this is, you know, it's not something that people really think about very often.
Well, that's it. And they may not look at their documents for 10 years, and things can change. You know, you may want to make some changes. If you do, you need to go to the lawyer, have the changes made, make sure. Don't just write it out by hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't just say, well, Cousin Louie's been bad boy, I'm not going to give him anything.
Yeah.
You know, get that thing in writing and get it notarized.
Don't put it on a napkin and slip it under a door.
No, do not put it on a napkin, golly. I mean, that's just too tough. Don't do that. But do make up your mind early how you want it handled and put it in writing. Don't just assume that you're going to live to 100 and you'll do it later.
Right.
You know, later you're going to do all this. And sometimes later never gets there.
Exactly.
And I've had people bring in documents for me to look at. And I'm going, well, you know, you didn't complete it. Well, I was going to. Well, that doesn't help much. You know? I mean, you know, I know what your intention was, but you have not completed it. And that's how all the family gets crossways and everybody gets mad at each other.
Yeah, that's just not going to work well.
No, it doesn't work well. And so whatever you need to do it early. And make all those decisions. And if you want them to know, tell them. And if you don't, just keep the documents put up. And you know, now I did have this happen. A lady was married to a guy for probably 10 years, and her father had a trust, and so his nephews and nieces went over there, got real chummy with her father, and stole the trust.
Whoa!
Oh yeah, and they didn't have a copy. So now they're in court trying to prove it up. And it, you know, she's the only daughter. She should be getting it all. It was in the trust. But guess what? Nobody has a copy.
Uh-oh.
Now, the lawyer usually keeps a copy of the trust. So they ought to be able to go back and that. But I know it is in court. And I don't know how it's going to come out. that would, you know, a nephew and a niece getting in your house, knowing where that trust was and getting it is just reprehensible.
So this is just an unnecessary complication.
It is. So if you don't have your documents put up, put them up. You don't want them to disappear.
So not only...
Sometimes people have light fingers. Not often, but once in a while.
Well, when there's money involved, people, you know, people sometimes their fingers get a little sticky.
They do. And it makes strange bedfellows.
Yes.
If there's a lot of money involved.
Yeah.
And sometimes, even if it's a small amount, people get crossways.
Yeah, they do. So make sure your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed on the documents themselves, and then make sure that they're properly stored.
That's exactly right. Storing it is very important. Make sure you have made a copy and put in a separate place.
Yeah.
In case someone does have sticky fingers. And you know, that's just the best way to do it. And our clients, you know, they have lots of life policies with us. The nice part about our deal is the bank will give you a copy of everything you have. If you lose it, you know, all we have to do is download it from the banks. Also, they have protection with us. We don't touch your money. And that way, if anything goes wrong, the bank will protect you always.
And that's
the
important.
The bank not only holds your documents, they are the beneficiary, they are the trustee. So we've done everything we can to protect your money.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is
877-588-3330. And again, we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. And every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into trivia.
That's right. And I'm going to ask you some questions and just see, you know, how smart you are.
Oh, I didn't know there was a test involved.
You didn't even know a test was coming.
Oh, boy.
Okay, during World War II, who was Allied Supreme Commander of our forces?
I want to say Patton.
No.
I have no idea.
It was Dwight Eisenhower.
That's what I meant, Dwight Eisenhower.
He didn't say Dwight Eisenhower. He supervised the invasion of North Africa. The invasion of France and Germany from the Western Front. And in 1951, he became the first Supreme Commander of NATO. That's how far NATO goes back.
Well, I didn't know he was over NATO.
He was born, do you know where?
Texas?
Denison, Texas.
Yeah!
Yeah, Denison, Texas. He was raised in Kansas. His parents were very religious people. He graduated from West Point in 1915.
Really?
Yes. And who was president when he got out, and who did he serve under as Army Chief of Staff?
Truman.
That's right, Harry S. Truman. Then he went, he was president of Columbia University. A lot of people don't even know that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, he was. And then, after that, what did he do next? Do you remember?
I don't.
Okay. And he became president in 1953 to 1961. Who was his vice president?
I can't remember.
Richard Nixon.
Oh, of course.
He was the 34th president. Do you realize he was a five-star general?
Really?
Yes. A lot of people don't even know that. He was a five-star general. And, of course, who did he defeat in 1952 to become president? Do you know?
It's right on the tip of my tongue. I don't know. Tell me.
Adlai Stevenson.
Nope, that's not what I was going to guess.
Yeah, Adlai Stevenson is who he defeated. Now then, term limits. He was the first president under the 22nd Amendment to be under term limit. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yep. And the Soviets launched Sputnik in 1957. And that's when we came up with NASA, was in 1957 after they launched Sputnik.
Really? NASA just formed in 57?
Yeah. It said that led to the decision to create NASA because the Soviets launched Sputnik. Now then, in the meantime, he was trying to do all these peace treaties with Russia. But what happened that just cratered the whole thing? Do you remember?
Cold War?
No.
I don't know.
Do you remember the U-2 plane? That secret plane that we had?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That's one of the biggest things that happened back then. Gary Powers crashed the U-2, and after that incident, they knew that we had a plane that nobody could see. We had this secret plane. Nobody could see it. And when he crashed and they found out that we had the U-2, all bets were off. The Soviets would no longer even negotiate with us. And the U-2 was a big deal. Now, I know a lady in Fort Worth, Texas, that her husband was also a U-2 pilot. And he did not come back. And the government took care of her for 25 years and her children as they grew up, but she could never marry. And she had to always show all these fake things when people would say, okay, you want to buy a house? She would have to go to the government each time. The government would give her the money, you know, whatever she needed, what kind of documentation. And they would give her all kinds of documentation. I knew the lady.
Wow, really? That yes. Sounds fascinating. That's like secret government spy stuff.
It was secret spy stuff. We were spying on the Soviets and a lot of other people.
That's fascinating.
I mean, we were right there spying on them, and they did not know it till those planes crashed.
Wow, I love all that.
Yeah, and once all that happened, well, you know, everybody knew about it, and all bets were off. And it was funny that if they hadn't crashed, we would have done a lot more spying, and we'd have been a lot farther ahead in the space race.
Yeah. And yeah. You knew this lady personally.
I did know her. And she dated the guy for years, but she could not marry because the government said if you ever marry, we cut all the funds off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they took care of her all of her life, her children. If something went wrong, she had to call in. It was an amazing story. And they took care of her, and she had two children. They got them through college. They did everything for this family because he was a U-2 pilot, and it was secretive. And so they had to keep everything secret, and she had to go to the government when they needed money. And if anything went wrong and she needed a reference, the government would set it up.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is so fascinating.
it was pretty fascinating.
And it's really great that the government took care of her, too.
It was. And I don't know how many U-2 pilots there were, but I know of at least two of them that did go down. And Gary Powers was the famous one. And that's the one that the Soviets found out, you know, of course, that we did have this spy plane that was up there going over Russia and everywhere. And that incident, of course, cratered what they were going to do with the Soviets.
Yeah.
So when Eisenhower went out of office, who was the next president?
Nixon.
Kennedy.
That's what I meant.
Of course you did. You meant Kennedy. I'm sorry. I mean, just a slip of the tongue, right? Oh, man. But I thought that was so interesting that... and the reason I did Dwight Eisenhower today, Brett Baer has written a new book about him.
Oh, really?
And, yes, and everybody said it's a fabulous book. It's called 3 Days in January. So that was another reason I wanted to talk about Eisenhower today, because this new book is out, and I know everybody's going to want to read that. And everybody says it's really good.
So you haven't
Three
actually read it yourself,
January.
Right?
Do what?
You haven't actually read it yourself yet.
I have not got to read it yet. I had hoped to have it read this week, and I did not get to it. So, but I've heard all kinds of things about it. I know a lot about that's in it, and it's a. I think it's a fabulous look back on our history.
And it's called 3 Days in January.
3 days in January.
Sounds fascinating. That's so great. I love it.
Yeah, and I love all the books that come out on our presidents. You know, it's just, our country is just so interesting.
Oh, it is. It's so full of rich, interesting history. It's fascinating.
It really is. And by the way, my little granddaughter said that this week at school, they played a video and showed them the White House and inside the White House. And those little kids were just taken aback that, this place is where the president lives. And isn't that neat?
That is neat. We really do have some fantastic government facilities and buildings and monuments and the ceremonies that we go through, the iconic, what am I thinking of? Like the buildings, the monuments, all those types of things.
Yes, and just like this week when Donald Trump and Melania Trump went to the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
People in this country, everybody has not been to the Lincoln Memorial. They haven't been to Washington. And, you know, all the school children should go to Washington to see how our country's governed.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of high school kids do in the summer. But I think everybody should have the opportunity to go there and see how our government really started and how it operates.
Yeah, it really is a fascinating machine.
It is very fascinating. And what we do is very fascinating. We make people money.
We really do. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. It's all about making money. And the phone number, once again,
it's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Now, when we're talking about these policies, I know that there's a lot of people that have been listening to you every Saturday for a very long time. There's some that are new. And so, just real quick, where do these policies come from that you bid on?
We get them from licensed providers. We use three licensed providers. They are direct with the insurance agents and the customers. They are the ones that are allowed to go out and to purchase these and to turn them over to us. And, you know, that's just the way it works. We do not buy these except through our licensed providers. And it works. It's been working a long time. And these people are very conscientious about the policies. They know what we'll buy and what we won't. Mm-hmm. They know that we do not do seniors. We do not do 90-year-olds. I turned two $1 million policies down this week. They were on a 90-year-old. And I go, you know better. We know we do not do those.
There's a There's a big difference between elderly and being sick.
Absolutely. And if you're not sick, we're not buying your policy.
Yes.
We're only going to buy it if you're ill and you have a short life expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where we're at. And, you know, all the ones we buy, people are 40, 50, 60, 70, right in that range. And I'm shocked every day when it gets younger and younger with cancer. Anymore, we're seeing them in 35, 34 years old.
My goodness.
Yeah, and it's shocking.
It really is.
And people, I think there's a lot more cancer now than there used to be. I really do.
I think there is, too.
And it just seems to me like it is.
Sometimes I wonder if it's, you know, because of, you know, things that are maybe in our food, maybe chemicals.
I think it's chemicals. I hate to say that, but yeah. I'm beginning to think it is.
I think you're probably right. Now, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. I'm just speculating. But it seems like, you know, if we look at the you know, patterns of what's happened over the last 50 or 60 years, 50, 60 years ago, people were growing their own food. A lot of times, you know, if you went to the grocery store, you knew that it was from a reputable source. And now we're growing chickens in an hour and a half. So
that's a chicken in an hour and a half. I love that. Oh, my goodness. Yes, of course we are.
All right, so we're into 2017. We're making money. If somebody wants to get started and start investing in some of these policies that you've got and you're going to be gaining over the next few weeks, what do people need to prep and start doing?
They need to come and talk to us, bring us their documents, show us what they're worth, show us what their income is, show us, you know, how much money they have to invest, what their goals are. Let's see what their goals toward you know, is, and let's see if we can help them. We can't help everybody, but we help almost everybody.
And people need to go ahead and set up an appointment, and they can call.
That's right, 877-588-3330.
Faye, thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.